The Wasserosaur dips up and lays supine on the moor, and arranges his artificial bones in view of the moonlight. This quote opens up the poem written by Christian Morgenstern in Tal der Wasserosaur, which accompanies the lithograph printed by German artist Hans Windisch in 1920. Windisch was born February 21, 1891 in Dresden, Germany, and eventually worked and studied in the city of Berlin. This print depicts a woman standing in the center, either stroking the chin of the Grim Reaper or of an already hung man. Underneath this woman, there are four creatures being hung, but I'll not call them humans, because they have oddly shaped heads, almost dog or mouse-like. The lithograph, when translated, is called the Seahorse. Now, you may be wondering why a piece that looks so dark and is associated with death would be called the Seahorse, an animal that is usually associated with happiness and tranquility. Well, in 1920, a bloody coup d'état was carried out by the new oppressive government called the Kapusch in Berlin, which is where the artist was working, and may have had an impact on the inclusion of the main theme of death in the imagery. Also a reason for the dark imagery is the fact that the original poet, Christian Morgenstern, had died 6 years before the illustrated version of Morgenstern in Windisch's novel Pomstrom was released. What you may see in this piece is based upon your initial interpretations or knowledge of World War I in 1920s Germany. But if you do not know much about the history, you might have the reaction I had, confused and wondering what this piece was trying to get across. This has been Tristan Reynolds with another Bulldog Podcast.